U.S. agriculture is struggling to keep up in the ag exports game. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. U.S. crop farmers are looking at another year of red ink, and Purdue University ag economist Russell Hilberry says part of that has to do with our trade policy.
Export-oriented agriculture is really highly exposed to trade policy. You're competing with resources for these other sectors that might be growing because of the tariffs, but also you're commonly purchasing inputs with high prices. Then you're also subject on the other side to trade retaliation overseas and other trade responses sort of withdrawing from the U.S. generally.
Hilberry says he's upset seeing the destruction of a system that made the U.S. a dominant trading partner.
The tariffs are not going to solve the trade deficit. They're going to move things around. The solution to the trade deficit is to reduce government borrowing. There's a lot of good reasons to reduce government borrowing, and eliminating the trade deficit is way down on the list.
Hilberry told attendees at the Purdue Top Farmer Conference that it's sad to see the U.S. become less of a player in ag trade.
I don't think it's necessarily a disaster for the world, and it's not a disaster for us. It's kind of a drag on where we might be headed, but there can be a world where we're just not trading as much, and the rest of the world is trading more with each other, and that's probably where we're headed.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.